This recording is copyright. IELTSblog.com, listening practice tests. Test 2. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in 4 sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman discussing a celebration at an outdoor center. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now the full test will begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Welcome to John's Outdoor Center.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a suitable place to celebrate my birthday. When I drove by this place a couple of days ago, I thought this might be a good place, as it is quite far from the city. It would be a really different place to be.
May I ask when your birthday is?
On the 18th of May.
All right. In the summer, that's a very nice time. We would be able to use the stone oven, make a bonfire, and use the camping area if you wish to stay for the night.
That sounds great.
Okay, may I first take your phone number and full name before we start to talk about any further details?
Of course. My full name is Catherine Truman. That's spelled K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E and T-R-U-M-A-N. And my telephone number is 0348-237-855.
Got that. Thank you. So, when's the party supposed to be?
I'd like to celebrate on the 20th of May, and the party should start at 6 p.m., because I still need to work on that day and then get ready for the party, which I guess you know will take some time.
Oh dear, working on a Saturday? I know nobody who enjoys that. Well, my calendar shows that the date is free, and up to now, there haven't been any other bookings made for that day yet. However, horse riding is not available on that day, as the horses will be resting. I hope that you didn't plan to do that.
Oh no, that's fine. I think that food and a bonfire will be fine for my guests.
Speaking of guests, how many people have you invited, or are you intending to invite?
It'll be 30 people.
Okay.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Before I book any activities for the party, I'd like to have a list of the activities that are available and their prices. My budget is $800 and I would like to stay within this boundary. This must also include the food and drinks consumed.
Okay, let's go through the price lists. So, as you can see, we are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., from Monday through Friday. On the weekends, however, we are open from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. These opening times don't interfere with your party, as you're planning to spend the night here, aren't you?
It depends on the price I would have to pay.
Okay, so we offer various activities. To start with, we can offer to make a bonfire for $15. This money is just to pay for the wood we need.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll definitely book the bonfire. What else is there?
There are also various tours we offer, like for instance the boat tour, which takes between 2 and 3 hours and costs $6 per person. Then there's the cycling tour for $8 per person and the hiking tour for $25 per person. Our special offer for the summer is baking in our newly built stone oven. This can be done in groups of up to 15 people maximum and costs $5 per person.
Okay, that sounds great. Let me see. I would really like to bake, so I'll take that, and I'll also take the boat tour.
All right, let's get to the food and drinks. We offer a small and a large buffet. The small one serves approximately 40 people and costs $200, while the large one costs $400 and serves 80 to 100 people. As an extra, you can also book a lamb on a spit for $35. I think for you, I'd plan $150 for the drinks.
All right, then I'll take the small buffet, please, and the drinks, of course.
Okay. And lastly, we offer 3 types of accommodation. We can offer camping with tents for $40 per tent, and they hold 4 people each. We also have some teepees, which are big tents that hold up to 20 people for $80 per teepee. However, our greatest attraction is the treehouse for $100. It can house up to 20 people as well.
Okay, half of my guests will drive back home, so the treehouse will be perfect. Great. According to my calculations, that makes $795 in total, so that's just under my budget.
Yes, I think that's right.
Okay, thank you for that. Could we take a look at the treehouse?
Of course we can. It's right over there.